Two, and I call the member for Hughes.
Thank you, Deputy Speaker, and I'm pleased that you're in the chair while I make this contribution to this debate. Firstly, I'd note for anyone watching a recording of this that I'm speaking in the Australian Federal Parliament, and my speech here is protected by the Parliamentary Privileges Act, which goes back to the Bill of Rights of 1688. And I have free speech to say what I'm about to say, and it should not be impeached or questioned outside of this parliament. For to do so is a breach of our Parliamentary Privileges Act. In relation to the Industry Research and Development Amendment, Industry Innovation and Science Bill, I note that the member for Chifley has moved an amendment, and the member for Chifley's amendment is that all words after that be omitted with the view of substituting the following words. Whilst not declined to give the bill a second reading, the House 1 notes the jobs and economic growth generated from a robust innovation ecosystem and 2 condemns the Coalition Government for its continued failure to back Australian industry and innovation, particularly to deal with challenges arising from the pandemic. Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of the member for Chifley's bill. And I note his comments also that he says Australia is home to many incredible companies and firms, but our innovative ideas languish with one of the lowest start-up formation rates in the world. We've got to be more ambitious. We've got to commit ourselves to bring more great Australian ideas to the global market. Well, I'd like to give an example of that and also to give an example of why I support the member for Chifley's amendment. Deputy Speaker, in April last year, Monash University conducted a study which they published the results from, and I'd like to quote directly from Monash University's press release. A collaborative study led by Australia's Monash Biomedicine Discovery Unit and the Peter Doherty Institute of Infection, a joint venture of the University of Melbourne and the Royal Melbourne Hospital, has shown that an anti-parasitic drug available around the world kills COVID within 48 hours. The Monash Biomedicine Discovery Institute's Dr. Kylie Wagstaff, who led the study, said the scientists had shown that the drug ivermectin killed the SARS-CoV-2 virus growing in cell culture in 48 hours. Quote from Dr. Wagstaff, "We found that even a single dose could essentially remove all the viral RNA by 48 hours, and that even at 24 hours, there was a really significant reduction to it," Dr. Wagstaff said. She continued, "Ivermectin is widely used and seen as a safe drug. We need to figure out now what doses you can use for humans and will that be effective? That is the next step." Now, of course, Deputy Speaker, I'm sure you more than anyone know something being tested in vitro in a test tube is a long, long way for showing it's effective in humans. Well, Deputy Speaker, after Australia's Dr. Wagstaff's discovery, Australia's internationally renowned Professor Barodi, I said internationally renowned, he was a physician with four.
Order. Order.
You've got to be kidding.
Point of one.
Seriously, you're serious.
Order. Deputy Speaker, it is essential to the dignity of the House that we debate the matters before us. The second reading amendment is narrow in its focus on the industry aspects of the pandemic. It doesn't allow the member to speak about ivermectin, a drug which the Therapeutic Goods Administration has asked Australians not to use and suggested that it be not be imported for the purposes of dealing with COVID. Questions such as these are clearly outside the issues of, that are before the House. The member has many other opportunities to raise questions such as this. He might make a 90-second statement. Speak in the...
I think the appropriate action is to request that the member be relevant.
Thank you, Deputy Speaker. Just on the relevance rule, let's be very clear what this amendment says. Condemns the Coalition government for its continued failure to back Australian industry and innovation and to deal with the challenges arising from the pandemic. That is exactly what I am speaking about. You come into this chamber and want to silence debate on one of the most important issues ever facing our country? Shame on you down there at the desk, member for Fenner or wherever you're from. It is absolutely crystal clear that what I am debating is directly relevant to this bill. And how dare you stand up and try and silence debate in the House because of some ideological view that you may have. I am directly talking about the government's continued failure to back Australian industry and innovation, and I am talking about an Australian innovation that we have let slip through our fingers. That's what I have been talking about, which is that directly 100% relevant order, to this order. Bill.
Point of order.
Point of order, Deputy Speaker. The question here is not...
What is the point of order?
Relevance, Deputy Speaker. The question here is not the efficacy of ivermectin, which Anthony Fauci has warned against and the Therapeutic Goods Administration has warned against. It is the member's need to be relevant to matters before the House. He can debate this in other forums.
Far be it from me to get involved, Mr Deputy Speaker. However, a point of order and relevance has already been made, and of course you can't debate at the box. It's simply to make the point.
Thank you. Now,
I would remind the member to please be relevant. You're not here to grandstand. You're here to deliver a speech about a bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Speaker. And consistent with your ruling, I'll continue to talk about Australian innovation, and with that, under the rules of this House, I'm absolutely 100% entitled to cite an example, and that is what I'm doing, Deputy Speaker.
You've cited an example, and it's now time to move on. Thank you.
So I firstly cited the example. I started, before I was interrupted, with Dr. Kylie Wagstaff from Monash University that discovered that ivermectin kills COVID stone cold dead in a test tube. I then went on to talk about Australia's research and innovation with Australia's Professor Tom Barodi, someone with experience in innovation and research, an internationally regarded physician with four FDA-approved drugs on the US and Australian markets, who is famous for developing the triple therapy that cured peptic ulcers, saving more than 18,000 lives just in Australia and millions internationally. Professor Barodi understands about innovation. He understands about what it is to work in Australian industry and develop an idea and take it through to the marketplace. And that is exactly what we are talking about. Now, what did Professor Barodi say following Dr. Wagstaff's discoveries? He says the combination of three approved off-the-shelf drugs could be the answer to Australia's COVID crisis. He said, and I quote directly, if nothing else, make it available in aged care homes immediately.
Order. I remind the member to be relevant. This has no relevance to the bill at hand.
With the greatest respect, Deputy Speaker, this bill is called the Industry Research and Development Amendment. There is an amendment before the House, and that amendment condemns the Coalition government for its continued failure to back Australian industry and innovation, particularly to deal with the challenges arising in the pandemic. And that is precisely what I am talking about. I'm talking precisely about the amendment, and I'm precisely giving an example of what the amendment, moved by the opposition, talks about. So I'll continue. Professor Barodi said, if nothing else, make it available immediately in aged care homes. Our elderly are at the highest risk, and this is a very safe...
Order. Point of order, Member Fenner.
Deputy Speaker, the question is not about Professor Barodi's views, which have been repudiated by the Royal Australian College of GPs. It is about the member's ability
what's the
be relevant to the bill at hand. And if he cannot be relevant, Deputy Speaker, you should sit him down. If he continues to defy your ruling, you should sit him down. He has other channels of this parliament in which he can pursue these issues.
Look, I'll allow the member to continue, but I do remind him to be relevant. I do have the ability to stop you from speaking. I don't want to do that. Make that quite clear. And I respect your rights to express your opinion, but you must stay relevant to the bill. And continuing on this subject, I don't consider it to be relevant.
I appreciate your ruling, Deputy Speaker. I'll continue to be relevant to the amendment that is before the House. And I'll state that amendment again. The amendment, moved by the opposition, condemns the Coalition Government for its continued failure to back Australian industry and innovation. And I'm talking about Australian innovation. I'm giving an example of Australian innovation. And that amendment further says, particularly deals with the challenges arising from the pandemic. This words, what I'm saying, could not be more relevant to the amendment. But I'll continue since where I was interrupted. Professor Barodi said, when he was talking about innovation and how he was trying to innovate here in Australia, which is exactly what we are debating here, he said also, our frontline workers deserve more protection with the preventive medication like this, as an emergency treatment if they test positive. An ivermectin tablet can cost as little as $2, which could make it by far the cheapest, safest and fastest cure for the Australian economy. Now, how have we missed the boat? This was a wonderful opportunity to showcase Australian innovation. This could have been known as the Australian treatment around the world. And just have a look at some of the success that it has had around the world. We've all seen the stories out of India of how terrible COVID affected India. Well, India's state of Uttar Pradesh has a population of 230 million.
I've been there. It's a very big place.
And their Chief Minister, Yogi Adityanath,
order. Point of order again.
This is beyond a joke, Deputy Speaker. The interruptions are beyond a joke. This is a deliberate attempt to silence the debate.
Order. Let me hear the member for Fenner. I believe has a point of order, which she has to state the.
I do, Deputy Speaker. Relevance. This is not a question of ivermectin, which the Centre for Disease Control has warned against, and the Australian Department of Health has warned against.
Okay.
Look, it is the member's ability to be relevant to the bill. And if he can't do that, Deputy Speaker, you should sit him down. He doesn't. You ask him these things, but he doesn't change his behaviour at all.
Deputy Speaker, and as the honourable member would know, he's not able to debate at the box on a point of order, just to make the point of order.
Thank you for that. Yes, I don't think there is room for debate about the issues that the member for Hughes is raising. He's entitled to put his point of view, and is as relevant as I suspect as he's going to be. So I'd like you to continue.
TP, in the 40 seconds that I have left, I'll try and wrap up. It was the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh that looked at Australian innovation and industry. And they took notice of Professor Barodi, while others may. And what did they do, Deputy Speaker? From having a case, daily case rate of 35,000, using Barodi's ivermectin treatment, an innovation discovered in Australia, they have their seven-day average case down to 19 and their seven-day average death down to just two people with 6 to 7% vaccinations. This is a disgrace. The conduct of the member at the desk during this debate has been a disgrace.
Expired. The question now is that the amendment be disagreed.